the Netziv has a fascinating concept or an idea as a question that we often have, and that is when it came to the sin of hitting of the rock, what did Aaron actually do over here? Why was he at fault, and therefore why is he punished in this week's parsha that he has to die? The pasuk is Yaseif Aaron el Amov, gather Aaron amongst the people, because though Yavol Aretz Asher Nasat Bnei Yisrael, because he's not going to go into land that I gave to Bnei Yisrael. Alasher Miritem or Alasher Mirisem SP the main Miriva. In the fact that he disobeyed my command about the waters of Meriva. That's what the pasuk says. Why is he going to die? Because he is Miritem SP, which means he disobeyed me or was rebellious to my word, the main Meriva. Then it Siv points out over here that there's a difference. And we look at the psukim for Moshe and for Aharon. For Aharon, we just quoted. For Moshe, it's different, because when it quotes the story with Moshe, it says, by Moshe, Kasher Merisim as Pib Mei Meriva, when you were rebellious to my words, or disobeyed my words by Mei Meriva, Lahakti Sheni, B'mayim Leinehem, to sanctify me with the waters in front of their eyes. So why is this added by Moshe, and it doesn't mention it by Aaron? So then it says, Moshe had two possibilities to be able to create a Kiddush Hashem here, to be able to sanctify Hashem. One was going to be either through the Mateh, to do some sort of miraculous event with the staff, that would have brought a Kiddush Hashem, or with his mouth, or he could have done it with Vidibartim El HaSela, by speaking to the rock, which he says is Torah V'Tfilah. He could have had Torah and Tfilah to be able to cause water to come out of the rock without the staff at all, and therefore he chose one of the two. Now when he chose one of the two, he did at least part of what he was commanded to do. He took the staff, but he was not able to do it in a way where he was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. So therefore it says in the Tziv, when Moshe took the Derech HaRishon, so he didn't violate the Tzivoy Lagamrei, Ela Shechadal Avor HaDerech HaTov, but he was not able to choose the appropriate path, Shehaya Bezel HaKtisheni B'mayim, which in that path was to sanctify Hashem with the water Leinehem. Aval Aaron, but what was the problem with Aaron, he says, Aaron wasn't doing anything with the staff at all. And therefore, his only opportunity would have been Betorah Tfilah. In Bo Betfilah Haya HaMitzvah Shneihem, had they come with Tfilah instead of the staff, the mitzvah would have been on both of them. Kamo Shenemar, V'dibartem El HaSela, you shall speak to the rock. V'mkein Chadal Aaron Melasos Dvar Hashem Elav L'gamrei. When it came to Aaron, he didn't do anything to attempt any sanctification of Hashem's name, because he wasn't part of the staff. He didn't put any Torah or Tefillah there, and therefore the pasuk says specifically by Aaron, "Al Hashem Marisim as P L'Mei Merivah," because you're rebellious to my word, which means you didn't even utilize the power of Tefillah in order to be able to bring the miracle. Where Moshe Rabbeinu, at least he did something in order to get there, he didn't bring it to fulfillment, and therefore the Torah gives you a specific distinction between Aaron and Moshe to show that Aaron actually had a role to play, didn't actually play it at all.